Hi, you're listening to the Go Time Podcast with Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm Pastor Brandon. Go Time stands for Global Outreach Time, where we share about the amazing things that God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. To get involved or find out more information, check out our website at impactfxbg.church. Thanks for listening.
I'll explain more in a bit, but what I want to tell you guys is why we're doing it. So what we're doing is we're looking to bring Jesus, the good news of Jesus Christ, to our neighbors by going to our neighbors, by going to Herkamp Park to put on an event for them, and it's gonna be great. We're gonna do so many great things. We're going to have a whole bunch of different things where we're doing an egg hunt, we're doing a food distribution, we're doing a scavenger hunt, we're doing crafts, we're doing yard games, face painting, snow cones, balloon animals, Hans? I don't know. We're doing it all. We're doing it all. And it's going to be so much fun. And we can't wait to do this with you guys. But we do need all of you guys. We need you guys to be a part because we can't do this on our own. We need 100, if not 200% of our church to be there. And the reason that is that we feel that by serving our community in this way, people will feel the love of Jesus and hear the gospel for the very first time. And that's a praise. We get to share the gospel with people that have never heard the gospel before. I remember last year where we, my wife and I invited a couple of people that we just kind of been pouring into them for the past couple of years. We threw out the invitation, not expecting them to come, but they came. They actually came. Her boss came, our neighbors came, and they got to hear the gospel. And our neighbor, who has a little girl, got to be a part of an egg hunt for the very first time, which was amazing, just to see the joy in her face. And she ended up coming to church on Sunday, getting some pancake breakfast. You'll hear more about that another day. I'm not here to talk about that. Through that, she's also been able to build ongoing relationships with her boss and our neighbor. That's the goal, is that we build ongoing relationships that lead to ongoing discipleships. So that's what we're trying to do on Do Good Friday. Our aim isn't to do all these yard games, a food distribution, an Easter egg hunt. All those things are great, but that's not our goal. Our goal is to bring glory to the name of Jesus by building those relationships and that relationship with Jesus, with our neighbors, our friends, and our family. And so I said 200% because I'm relying on you guys to invite somebody. Please, this is a great opportunity to invite somebody that you've been praying for a while, someone that you've been pouring into, discipling, someone that a coworker at work that you think just needs a little bit of Jesus in their life, just anybody that you can think of. So invite them, but we also want you guys to be there to serve. So from at 9 o'clock, we're all going to show up to Herkamp Park, and we rented out the park for the whole day. So if you guys want to show up at 7 o'clock, you guys are free to do that. This daylight savings might have you guys a little early birds, but I'll show up at around 8:30. 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock, and the reason for that is our event runs from 10 to 12, but we need some help to pack things up, to get everything ready, because we're looking to pack the park, and we need everyone there to help us to do that. So you guys are probably looking at me like, wow, this is all great. I'm pumped up. Let's go. Let's run through a brick wall right now. Hold your horses. We're not going to do that right now. Save that energy for the 18th or for, this week when you guys are going to make disciples. What you guys can do now is talk to your bosses. This is going to be an event, and we're giving you guys this notice, a little over a month away, so that you guys can talk to your jobs, talk to your teachers, talk to those people that are in charge, and let them know that you guys won't be there because you're doing service on Good Friday. And we know that not everyone gets off on Good Friday. And so that's why we're asking you guys, because we know that this is going to be a sacrifice. And as part of that sacrifice looks like giving up your time, giving up that work day to come and do service with us on Good Friday. And so let your bosses know, let your teachers know. The second thing that you guys can do is get plugged into a community group. What's awesome about this event is that we're doing them through our community groups. We often say that we're not a church that offers community groups, but we are a church of community groups. And we're getting to prove that through our event right here. So we're getting to work with our community groups, serve with them, and all of our community groups have already gotten assigned to what they're doing. So if you're curious as to what you're doing and you're part of your community group, go talk to your community group leader, your missions leader, and they can let you know. But if you're not, come to Fred 2 on Wednesday nights, and we'd love to have you guys because we're awesome. And we're doing the food distribution, so if you guys like handing out food, that's going to be a lot of fun. And so get plugged into a community group, and they can tell you how you guys can serve. And the last thing that you guys can do is pray. We know that this event would not happen without us inviting Jesus to be a part of it. Doing egg hunts, doing a food distribution, all of that would be great. But that doesn't bring glory to Jesus if he's not there. So we have to ask him and invite him to be a part of this event, to work in our hearts, to prepare our hearts for this event, and pray that you guys would have that opportunity to invite. Pray for softened hearts, for people to be brought to God through this event and through the relationships that you build through it. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to pray. And so we're going to pray for the opportunities to invite, our hearts to be opened, lives to be changed, Jesus to be made known and loved through this event. And so we wouldn't be doing this without telling you guys where we see it in the Bible. And so I'm going to read out of Philippians 2, 3 through 7, just to show you why we get to do this. And so Philippians 2 says, "Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men."
Hey, Pastor Brandon here again. Thanks for listening to our Go Time podcast. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at ImpactFXBG or our website, ImpactFXBG.church. If something we talked about sparked an interest in you, we would love to hear from you. You can email hello@ImpactFXBG.church. Until next time, let's keep living the dream.